I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere.
Oh, being on a beach somewhere sounds really good, but you got to keep your physical distancing and wash your hands and wear your mask. And by the time you do all that, then you just think, well, I might as well just stay by the pool. And you have to realize you have to do all that. And then you realize, well, I might as well just stay inside. But we need to get outside. We need to help our commerce, and we need to enjoy everything that this great country has to offer, including here in South Carolina, all of the great parks and rec facilities. And here in Rock Hill, boy, there's no shortage of any of that. This is Palmetto Mornings on this Thursday edition, 65 degrees, 824. We are wishing our former Rock Hill Mayor, Betty Jo Ray, a very happy birthday. Back in 1986, she became Rock Hill's first female mayor, and we started using the term sports tourism years and years ago, and a guy that knows something very well about sports tourism and our wonderful parks and amenities, it's Ed Thompson, retired director of Rock Hill PRT, and good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning. How you doing, Lucas?
I'm doing great, Ed. One of my favorite people to interview still to this day, and I certainly appreciate it, Ed. You're a straight shooter, and your vision so many years ago really laid the foundation to what we get to enjoy today. And alongside Betty Jo Ray, boy, you all were the dream team years ago.
Well, I appreciate that, Lucas. I played a small part of that. There was a We can't talk about vision and not mention Joe Lansford. He's a brilliant man, the city manager of the Colts that hired me. I'm just kidding. But it was a good team. Brother David Boone was a chairman of the Parks Commission. You remember him. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that Betty Jo, you may not know, she was on the Parks and Recreation Commission before she was a city council person. And with that, started the developing vision of Cherry Park with Joe and the rest of the council, or some of the council. And she got on the National Recreation Park Association board and, met a lot of people from all over the country and started talking about Cherry Park. So I was just fortunate enough to be hired in 1983 and was involved with the planning and design and development, construction under her watch and under Joe's watch. And the rest is history. Nothing else would have happened, I don't think, had she not had that vision and desire and leadership to get Cherry Park rolling. You know the history about the textile industry in Rock Hill about that time, don't mm-hmm. you? I'm sure you've You were in the Leadership Rock Hill class.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I remember that's what we call the civic class. And early in your career, I think, at RHI.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
sir.
I remember us talking about the development of Cherry Park and how we didn't even use the words sports tourism back then. But, you know, that led to the development of the addition of tourism to Parks and Recreation Department because of the early success of accommodation tax and heads on beds and all of that from the tournament. When we opened in September of 85, it really was a springboard.
Ed, it sounds like Betty Jo Ray in some ways made your job easy because she was such a cheerleader for sports tourism, like you said, a term we did not know many years ago, but she sounded like she made what you needed to do very easy.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. I mean, it's the fact that we got a plaque out there, naming the tower in her honor is very appropriate. She was really a cheerleader, a strong leader, and so well respected. I'll give you a small story. When I was first started and started going to national conferences around the country, and somebody would see my name tag and say, "Oh, Rock Hill, Betty Jo Ray," and they'd be from Cincinnati or Indianapolis or somewhere in Alabama or Pittsburgh. Said, we got to get down to see your complex. Betty Jo was always talking about it, and she really helped put it on the map before we started earning our national reputation. You know, she was spreading the word. And I'll tell you another thing that she was so good about. It kept our staff on their toes. A lot of times people would come into Rock Hill, you know, to visit her when she was mayor. And one of the first things she would do is bring them out to Cherry Park, oftentimes unannounced, you know, to give them a tour. And so it really helped set the stage because early on, just when we were walking down the corridor, you know, if there's a piece of trash, she'd pick it up. You know, no make a big deal over it. Just that was just the way she was. So I use that with our staff. Is if the doggone mayor can do that, I can certainly do it. And anybody that works for PRT, you know, that we try to have a Disney World mindset. That's the truth about keeping it clean. And she set the tone because she would say, you never know. You only have one chance to make a first impression. And that lasted for 30 years with me, and John Taylor has carried on. He better be doing it.
All right. Well, Ed, we are running down to the bottom of the hour. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of the conversation and wishing Betty Jo Ray, Rock Hill's former mayor, a very happy 90th birthday. Ed, always good to catch up with you, sir. Thank you so much.
Sure thing, Luke. Appreciate it, and glad to be a part of her birthday celebration.